Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha no, everyone. Thank you once again for tuning in tonight. Should be right about 9:30 on your clock, because that's what time it's saying it's our clock down here. We want to give a shout out right now to everyone who's tuning in on this wonderful evening. I know you've made it through the traffic and the rain clouds. And for those of you that have been home for a while, you must be so blessed to be relaxed. But we want to give a shout out to the facilities on all of our brothers and sisters that are incarcerated all the way from Wayava to FTO. Oh, I've got a voice in the air. We got a special guest today. Get your seatbelts on, Buckaroo Banzai. I got Pastor James Bird Mahelona's got a word that you will not believe. And tell you, when the Holy Spirit's in the house, you just better get ready for some action. But I just want to make sure we give a shout out to our boys up in Halava, boys up in Wayava, FDC, and, you know, to Module 17, Module 18, 3, 4, Annex 1, and of course, the Thunderdrome, and what is that, Annex 2, Pastor Bird?
Annex 2, aloha everybody, praise the Lord, Thunderdrome.
See, he looks good on you guys' radio, you know, the only person who looks better than me on radio is Pastor Bird, because he's more skinny. He's got, you know, he started a wonderful program, I've been blessed with it, and I told somebody the other day, they said, hey, look, you looking holy? I said, no, I'm looking yoli. I said, they said, no, holy. I said, no, yoli. I said, be holy, do yoli.
Holy.
But, you know, we're going to talk about that on a whole nother program, how the Lord is changing our lifestyles, is changing our lives, getting us ready for the battles that are ahead of us in 2014, because it don't take much to get you off track. But when you're on track with Jesus, you're on track for the good ride. Hallelujah. And also, I want to give a shout out to our girls out, our women out at WCCC. And I know our team was out there. I wanted to get out there this evening, but the doctor told me stay off my feet. I've been walking too much, and I'm trying to accelerate this recovery time for our physical therapy. And you know, sometimes you just got to let the Lord do his will, and you got to be patient. You can't rush things. And that's going to segue right into what we're talking about. But I want to remind you, we do have a website, www.freeinsideministry.org. And for those of you surfing in the social media wave of excitement, go to our Facebook page at Free Inside Ministry. And just the other night, my lovely bride, who is all the way in Miami right now to celebrate her birthday, I can't tell you what birthday, but it's somewhere between 20 and it's less than 80, so that's a wide range. But she's with some of her girlfriends. They're going to be in the Caribbean. And she just checked, and we have over 2,700 fans on that Facebook page, 22 countries, 19 languages, averaging 30,000 plus hits a week. And all we do is just share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we got people I don't even know from countries I don't even know where. But you know what? The Lord's going to open any door he wants, and the Lord's going to close any door he wants. But when you walk in truth, you walk in the light of Jesus Christ himself. So we just want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, I'm going to let Pastor Bird run with his. He's got a wonderful testimony tonight. But, you know, a lot of us, we all have a history. You know, we've all got some baggage, you know, that we carry around. And remember, Pastor Scott always says, if you stay living in the past, you're going to be stuck in stupid. A lot of us, we can't let go of the baggage and the things that we carry. You see, that's a true definition of forgiveness. When something has been wrong in your life, if you have wronged someone, you know, we can say, yeah, I forgive you, but inside you still stink. You know, that's not right. It's only when you have the Holy Spirit, when you come to that point where there's total forgiveness. And I'm looking at a picture on my other computer screen with these icebergs that are white, and it just reminds me of the blood of Jesus washes us as white as these icebergs. Bird, they're pretty white, man. You see these things? Give me some Malolo syrup, bro. We're going to have some dinner. But that's not on our diet. But anyway, but I'm going to turn this over. You know, Pastor James Bird Mahelona, so humbled, honored, and privileged to have him here, because he's with Fishers of Men's Ministry. But, you know, I've been blessed to do ministry with this brother in the prisons. I'll give you a story why I love this guy so much. I think it was either last Christmas or the Christmas before. Every Christmas Eve, every church usually has a candlelight service, and it's a wonderful opportunity for the brethren to get together and sing a few songs and get in the right spirit to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. But you know, how many candlelight services do you get in a prison? You don't. So I was driving along the highway, and we were on our way to our church, and I just looked over at my wife. I said, honey, what are we going to do on candlelight service? Let's go to OCCC. We'll go beat a light for them. Nobody down there. Let's show them how much we love them. Because they're not going to believe when we walk in and they're going to say, wow, it's Christmas Eve. I said, yeah, why? You get presents for us. What you doing? And so this is what brings me joy. You know, a lot of things bring me joy, but this is what brings me the real joy inside my heart when I worship my Lord and Savior. When we pull up to the parking lot, right next to us is Pastor Bird and his lovely bride, Lucy. And we look at each other and go, what? You're not going to church? And he goes, why? We're the church. We're going inside. I said, hallelujah. The parking lot was empty. The facility was empty. But you know what? Jesus was in the house because we brought him. Yes. We brought the word to them that night. And I think there were people there that night who truly appreciated the sacrifice that we made for them. But you know what? That pales in comparison to the sacrifice that was made on the cross. You know, sometimes we think we got life rough and life tough. We got nothing. We on easy street. So it's not time for a pity party because that pettiness will stop your blessedness. But, you know, Pastor Bird has a wonderful testimony. And I'm telling you, you better sit down because you're not going to believe what he shared with me. And it's only through the power, power and the grace and the mercy of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that he's able to bring this testimony to you. And it's going to touch someone tonight. I know there's someone out there going through the same struggles, going through the same battles, and the enemy has a stronghold in your life and in your heart and in your family. Your stronghold is going to be broken tonight by the word, the Rhema word that the Lord has placed upon our very own Pastor James Bird Mahalona, Fishers of Man Ministry. Pastor Bird, welcome and thank you so much for coming here tonight.
Thank you, Pastor Bula. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You know, thank you for being here tonight. I just wanted to do a shout out to all the guys in Arizona. Pastor Bird couldn't be there, but my lovely wife was there.
Ooh, Sora was awesome.
And the Lord messed her up, and man, she's a new woman. You know,
she looked like Moses coming off the mountain. And when she came home, it's like she had that look.
Oh my gosh!
She must have been excited. She talked for 6 hours all the way from Arizona to Honolulu on the flight. But I wasn't in the row, but I heard her.
Yeah, well, you know,
Joy of the Lord.
She's still talking to today, Pastor Bull. Yeah. Let me tell you, she
has so the song of the Lord in her heart.
Oh my gosh, she was blessed to be with the men, and she has a compassion for men, and I'm gonna tell you why. Because she was abused, she was, you know, she was hurt, lied on, cheated on, she was shot at from her past relationship, and that the past that she went through gave birth to a compassion for the men. You see, instead of we run away from the problem, we run to the problem.
Well, hallelujah.
With the ministry.
Yep.
To help those that was hurting her to go over there and baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Oh, how powerful is that?
Oh, that was wonderful.
For a wounded woman to be on a front line with Pastor Bull and his lovely wife.
God takes all things.
Oh my God.
All things.
Thank you.
She would have never thought, you know, 10 years ago, Lucy would have never thought she'd be in the middle of a prison with 1,600 men from Hawaii, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and guys getting delivered just by her hands on top of them as she shared the word of God let the Lord use her as the vessel to break the strongholds in their life.
Yes. Yeah. You know what, Pastor Bola, I just was, you know, realizing something, what you just said. You know, being in the middle of the prison with these guys, you know what? She would never imagine that. You're right. She would never imagine that in the abuse that she was in, that she'd be here today serving the Lord.
Serving the Lord. Woo! In the way that she serves the Lord with the passion and the desire. Because, you know, we have a lot of people that serve the Lord, but when you're in the prison ministry, like I tell everybody, Pastor Bird, it's not a pretty ministry, but to me, the harvest is the greatest right there because the Lord has gotten them ready in a position where they can hear the word of God that it would hopefully sink in, that they can latch onto, because the evils of the world have been taken away from them. So all they've got there is time, and time.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. You know, and I encourage the men, Pastor Bula, instead of doing dead time and just spinning around and doing nothing, is grab your Bible.
That's right.
And invest into the Word of the Living God.
Hallelujah.
Get into the Holy. Start to hear, because God going to start to get. You see, when you totally sold out for Jesus, all you're going to hear is His voice and see His face.
That's right.
So God's going to show. Even when I was in prison, there was dreams, and you know what, Pastor Bula, that dream, and I wrote it down. I have that journal, and I'll share it to you and your wife one day. I have it journaled down. 15 years ago that God gave me one vision of one woman I never know was going to be my wife.
Wow.
Woo, hallelujah.
Oh, powerful. Hallelujah. But you know, you've come a long way, Pastor Bird. You know, it's only by the hand of God you stand here being a minister in the word of the Lord. But he took you from the depths of hell to where you now bring those out of hell yourself. You plunder hell every day with me in the prisons, and we build the Lord's kingdom.
Yes. It's using... it's using my life and my mistakes and my thinking errors and my wrong choices to bring it back. You know, I'm not ashamed to testify what I did. And that's what I'm going to do tonight, is testify that even with my testimony we were talking about early, chicken skin forgiveness. And love and compassion that God has, is that in my past, my crime, and I always talk about my crime because I want to be transparent. I'm not hiding nothing. Yeah. We don't want to hide nothing from
nothing
the Lord.
To hide. He knows everything.
That's right, Pastor Bully. He knows everything. So there's nothing we can hide. All we got to do is tell the truth, confess, and we will be saved.
Come on, somebody. Hello, somebody.
Hello. Amen. So in my confession, that when I go out in the ministry and I tell a man what I did, my crime was I kidnapped my ex-wife. I raped her and I almost killed her and I beat her up, abuse, and it was my crime was really bad, but you know, in that crime I always always express that my, to be transparent, to let the guys know that I might look good right now, but you know what, I was all messed up when I came into prison. And I thank God, into the Word of God, when we look at Matthew chapter 6, it talks about the Lord's Prayer.
Hallelujah.
You know, it talks about our Heavenly Father. You know, when we say Heavenly Father, that's mean when we were born again, we said that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. We became one family.
One family. That's right.
Our Father who art in heaven.
That's right.
Amen. And then, you know, man, you got to understand, you got to repent and forgive. Even the stuff from your past is going to affect your future.
And they've got to be able to forgive themselves. You know, the Lord just put this word on me, Bird. This is for you, straight from the Lord. I'm going to share this with you right now.
Amen.
I just hope in my Bible, the Lord says, Isaiah 61. This is for Pastor Bird Mahalona, straight from the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. This is you, Bird. To preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. To proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. To comfort all who mourn. To console those who mourn in Zion. But here's the line that jumped out at me. To give them beauty for ashes. And I'll leave that. See, ashes is when something's burnt, when something's all power. There's nothing left. It's worthless. But what you're able to do, Bird, especially with your testimony, is what they think is worthless. Where the enemy has told them they're no good, they're nothing, they're never going to be anything. You're able to take those ashes and trade them for beauty. You know, the Lord just put that on my heart for you. And that's what you do, because you are the living testimony. You didn't watch on DVD. You didn't read a book. You didn't go down to the library. You don't have it on CD. You know, this is your life.
That's right.
This is what you've lived. And now today, that is the power of your ministry, because you're not telling them nothing you don't know. You've been in their shoes. You're walking where they walked, and you want them to walk where you are now. But sometimes we've got to reach out and help each other.
That's right. You're right. You know, Pastor Bulla, you know, the testimony, what God has done. And you know, and I always testify this to the men in OCCC, Halava, wherever I go. And it's an encouragement. The Fishers of Men ministry is what, in my testimony, is that when I went to prison, third grade education, I only could read three-letter words.
Wow.
But when I invested my, that's why I testify that the men should invest their time to read the Bible. And the Holy Spirit going to teach you how to read. Today I work in a corporate, not being cocky or boastful. I'm saying this. When I started to read the Bible and started to put God first, seeking first every day, he started to add on everything into my life. Today I work in a corporate office with millionaires, and I have two secretaries, and I have my own, working in my own department, the service department. Third grade education, seeking Jesus Christ and His righteousness first. Today I work in a corporate office with these people. That's the testimony. Can anything come good out of prison? Yes,
hallelujah,
it can.
Hallelujah. I got one standing right in front of me today. I'm still looking for that trampoline. But, you know, you've come so far, Bird, but, you know, there was always something hanging on you. You know, that was a past relationship that was hanging over you. And I think that your testimony is going to show you not how that it holds you back, but it holds someone that was significant in your life before, unbeknownst to you, but the Lord placed it upon your heart, and now you can share that what happened recently.
Yes. Well, I just wanted to settle down and kind of get into that testimony and just let the Holy Spirit, Lord, Father God, Holy Spirit, speak to me right now.
Hallelujah.
Because this testimony is about you, Lord.
Yes, right.
How this testimony help us to overcome.
Overcome. Overwhelmingly conquerors.
Overcomers for Jesus,
that's
Lord.
Right.
The Holy Spirit will lead us to the path of righteousness, Father God. Hallelujah. So bless this testimony. That be an encouragement and a blessing to this man, Father God, who's struggling with unforgiveness.
Unforgiveness.
Lord. This is holding him back from the future, being isolated, depressed, and into bondage. In their thoughts and their minds, they can be free tonight, Lord. Free tonight, because all they have to do is confess and forgive and move forward. So, Father God, bless my testimony, Lord. Not I speak, but you speak.
Hallelujah.
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' amen. Name. Amen, amen.
Amen. Well, my testimony starts off, you know, and it's so powerful. This testimony is in my past, my crime. And I always, you know, talk about my crime. I kidnapped my ex-wife. I raped her. I almost murdered her. I beat her up. You couldn't recognize her. And, you know, when I went to prison, I just, you know, surrendered to God. I just said, Lord, I lift up. When a SWAT team came to get me, I had my hands in the air and I said, take me. I give up. I surrender, Lord. Yeah. I surrender for my addictions and my past and my mistakes, Father God. I surrender. Forgive me, Lord. And that day, I remember when I surrendered and I just gave up to the SWAT team. They came and get to like 15 of them came upstairs at my mom's house. I remember the time and a date, Pastor Bula. It was in 1998 at 10 o'clock at night. I remember that was the day I surrendered.
Tattooed on your brain forever in your heart. Hallelujah.
Yes, Pastor Bula. You know, I always remember that because this is the day of submission and surrendering to God. And my crime that I did to my ex-wife, as it's been 15 years now.
Yeah.
And 6 years ago, the Holy Spirit came up to me. Now listen, man, the Holy Spirit, not your flesh, not your feelings. The Holy Spirit came up to Pastor Bird and said, Pastor Bird, you got to give closure to your ex-wife.
Yeah.
And now all of this happening because my kids used to come over and they say, Dad, Mom drinking beer and she beating up Uncle Randy. So I couldn't do nothing because I did enough damage. Lord, you got to go help her, Lord. You got to help Kathy in her past and help her to get to her future. So the Holy Spirit came up to me one night and she said, you know, go see Kathy and give her closure. So if I'm hearing, listen, man, if I'm hearing God's voice, If God is speaking to me, I'm not going to go. I got to go see my new wife and ask her if I can go and see my ex-wife.
That's
come
right.
on, somebody.
That's
I
right.
used to do whatever I like and cheat and
That's
hide
right.
and go around my wives. But today, I honor my wife,
yes.
Lucy.
Hallelujah.
And I went up to her and asked her if I could see my ex-wife and give her clothes up. Now, listen, man. If I heard God's voice correctly,
that's right.
My wife gonna line up.
That's right. There's alignment.
Yes, and if there's an alignment, there's some touching and agreement.
Yeah.
Come on,
that's
somebody. When there's a touching and agreement, when I go see my ex-wife, she see my
that's
wife
right.
said yes. So when she said yes, then I knew in my heart, I go, Lord, I did hear your voice.
That's confirmation.
That's a confirmation because my
right.
wife came in alignment.
That's
Lord.
Right.
If I wasn't hearing you, Lord, my wife would say no, and I would not have gone.
Exactly.
So you know what? And when she came to agreement, there's a touching agreement so I can do what God wants me
That's
to
right.
do.
Green
not
light.
What I want
that
to do,
green
man.
Light. It's the Holy Spirit.
That's right. So don't go telling, you know, don't get in your emotions and go say, oh, the Lord has sent me over here so you can get back into your wife's life.
Yeah.
You got to let the Holy Spirit speak to you and not yourself in your flesh and emotion. It's going to be on God's time.
That's right.
Not on your time.
That's right.
So when my wife gave the approval and I called my ex-wife, I go, Kathy, I need to talk to you. Can I meet you at Kenny's restaurant in Cali? She said, sure, we can. I can meet you up there. So I was doing the roof up in Cali Shopping Center. So she came up, she called me. I came down, I was the head foreman, came down from the roofing company. I came down and met with her. And then we had lunch and I told her, you know, Kathy, I just wanted to say and give you closure because what happened in our past was because of me. It wasn't your fault. She was innocent. She was a virgin, and she was a lovely person, but I went groom her and used her to get into my bed.
Yeah.
So I told her, you was my victim. I didn't understand that until I went to the sex offender classes.
Yeah.
It helped me to understand the deeper secret revelation of God's
That's
love.
Right. That's right.
And to show my darkness into the light.
In the light.
So when I asked her, Kathy, forgive me, it wasn't your fault. It was my fault that I hurt you and I groomed you. This burning lift off of her, Pastor Bulla. Yeah. Chicken skin all over her body. She was shaking in a spirit.
Oh, hallelujah.
And she was delivered. After that, Pastor Bulla.
Unbelievable.
After she was delivered, guess what? You know the guy she was beating up?
Yes, yes.
First of all, she didn't stop drinking Heineken's.
Oh.
Secondly, she didn't marry the guy she was abusing.
Oh, my goodness.
So she didn't let go of her past so she can move to her future.
That's Come on, somebody. She can't go to that future unless she gets over the past. Some of us, we carry a past and we'll never see our future.
That's right.
Just because of that.
That's right, Pastor Bulla.
And not only ourselves, those that we cannot forgive, we hold them back from realizing what the Lord wants to do in their lives. Mm. That's selfishness.
That's right, Pastor Bulla.
And so now, but it gets even better, Pastor Bird, you were saying.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Because that, to me, could be the end of the story. And I'm going like, that's like, whoa, that's unreal. He goes, no, it gets better. It gets better. Oh, I got to take a couple breaths. I got to get a couple breaths. I stay in the first wave of the first set, bro. We get some bambuchas coming. Get some air, bro. Get some air.
High tide,
bro. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anyway, the forgiveness came and the closure came, and then the burden left. She stopped drinking Heineken. She married this guy that she was abusing because she was, you see, gentlemen, you got to understand, the stuff that I did to her in her past affected her future.
Mm-hmm.
She could never forget because she was blaming herself.
Mm-hmm.
So after he brought the deliverance, set free, the curse was broken. She got married. She's happily married right now.
Happily married. Hallelujah.
Then the most powerful thing, man, and I thank God for being obedient to the Holy Spirit. God, the Holy Spirit, same Holy Spirit, went to her one night and gave her one dream. And in her dream, she was in this building. Her friend came up to her, and she said, Kathy, your husband in the next building preaching. What? Yeah, he's there preaching. Go see. So when she came into that building and she seen me, I went on lay hands on top of her, Pastor Bulla, and she was slaying in a spirit.
Ooh, hallelujah.
She went far in a spirit.
Wow.
And when she had that dream, she called me quickly. She said, Pastor Bird, my dream. I go, Kathy, God is calling you back. God is calling her back into that same church. She fell in love with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
At the same church that I'm preaching at.
God never forgets.
God never forgets.
He goes after the one.
He goes after that one sheep, Pastor Bulla, and the Holy Spirit will move her back into the church. But listen, Pastor Bulla, because she's seeing, I bring closer to my past.
Yep.
She went to our kids and she told our kids to forgive her for her mistakes before she came into the house of the Lord.
Oh, she got everything in alignment.
Yeah, she had to release, Pastor Bulla. She would come in incomplete.
Now your kids will be able to move forward to their future because, you're talking, you're breaking generational curses. What started off with a vision and a word from the Lord to you, you got agreement from your wife, Lucy, to bless that, knowing that's the Lord's word now because she came into agreement. You move forward on that word. You took action. You just didn't sit there and say, maybe, no. You took action. It's a definitive step that you took forward.
Yes.
And then now with your ex-wife, she then went on to forgive the children before she came back to the house of the Lord that she came to know the Lord.
Yes.
Now everything has come in a complete circle. But take a couple more breaths. I'm telling you guys, it gets better. Yeah, take a couple more breaths. But get a couple more waves coming. I got a duck.
Amen.
So she's back into the house where you're preaching now, where she came to know the Lord, but it gets even better.
Yes. Amen. You know, my brothers, you know how powerful the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit has moving, and it was God's timing. Today, my victim, my ex-wife, and my daughter is on a right-hand side with my new wife in front of the church.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Say that once again, because I don't think everybody caught that. That it's the victim, the lady, the woman that you were married to, the woman that you went to prison for years, the woman that you would never forgive until the Lord opened your eyes and made you realize it wasn't her, it was you. You came to the realization, I need to forgive her because it was me, not her. Now look how the Lord has blessed you.
Amen.
That's a blessing. That's out of the park, man. That's out of the park.
Amen, Pastor Bulla. You so right. You hit it on the money, Pastor Bulla. How can, you know, the abuse that I did to my ex-wife, my victim, that she's on the right-hand side of me and my wife in the church. It was the Holy Spirit and the forgiveness. Brothers and sisters, remember this. My brothers in Christ, remember this. The Lord's Prayer says, the daily bread, we need them every day, God's word.
Right.
The daily bread. And we cannot live on daily bread alone now. We got to live on every word that comes out of the mouth of God. Secondly, verse 12 in chapter 6. And forgive us their debts, the people that we offended. Yep. Forgive us for our debts as we forgive those we have offended.
That's right.
So forgiveness is the most powerful thing, and lead us not into temptation. I say this because we're not going to be leading into temptation to ask somebody for forgive for all the wrong reasons.
That's right.
At the temptation of the devil, he is a liar.
He's a liar.
You got to be moving and operating under the Holy Spirit and not under your flesh, under your feelings, or under your will. And God's word is powerful. He says for forgive. If you want to be forgiving, men and women, of your trespasses from our Heavenly Father, you have to forgive men too, their trespasses. Mm-hmm. You know, because I've burned out the bridges with my ex-wife and my kids, and I moved forward, and I'm just trusting in the Lord and everything that I do for it. Because, listen, my brothers and sisters, I cannot do what I do if my hand's dirty.
That's right.
I got to get my hands clean. I have to make it right with my wife, with my brothers and my sisters, whoever I offended. I got to live by the word. I would never go into the prison if I'm not walking with the word Lord. And only one here and not a door. We got to be on doors of the word. That's mean when you forgive, watch the breakthrough come.
That's right.
Tonight,
hallelujah,
we're going to pray. There's going to be an agreement here in Free Insight Ministries that we're going to, me and Pastor Bula and all our brothers and sisters around, all you pastors, listen, tonight we're going to pray. We're going to do a breakthrough right now.
We got about less than 2 minutes, so why don't you take us in prayer right now, Pastor?
Okay, amen. Father God, we know the power of forgiveness, Father.
Hallelujah.
God. We sing the breakthrough, Lord, Father God. In my victim became a pastor, not only a pastor, but a member of our church, Father.
Hallelujah.
God, Lord Jesus. That what the devil meant for bad, you turn it into good, Father.
Hallelujah.
God. That your name be glorified. But the testimony is this, Father God, that whoever, all of you brothers and sisters that listen out there, I pray right now that the forgiveness would be in your heart. Repeat after me. Jesus, forgive me for my sins.
Forgive me for my sins.
I know that I've done wrong.
I know I've done wrong.
I know you died for me.
I know you died for me.
And seated on the right hand side of the Father.
Seated on the right hand of the Father.
Jesus.
I receive you.
As my Lord.
And my Savior. Forgive me, Lord.
Take out unforgiveness.
Rejection.
Unforgiveness. Give me love.
Peace.
Forgiveness. Jesus.
Tonight.
You're my Lord.
And my Savior.
Forever.
And ever.
Amen. Father God, I thank you, Lord, when we break down a generation curse. Forgiveness sets in, and love and peace. Now, Father God, bless these men and these women that they can go to the future and not live in the past. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Right now, what a powerful testimony, my brothers and sisters. The most powerful thing in the world today, and I'm going to stand on it with my pastor Bird tonight, is forgiveness. Yes. Forgiveness will break any bond in your heart, any bond in your family, and it'll release your children to experience the love of the Lord. I just want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. I told you, buckle up. It was going to be a heck of a ride. We're going to have Pastor Bird back in here once again, you know, pretty soon. And just want to tell you guys, remember, you're too blessed to be stressed. You know, we're going to see you tomorrow night. Get some rest tonight. Know that Jesus loves you, and he's waiting to hear from you. Open up that mouth. Say a prayer. Tell him how your day went. He'd love to hear from his sons and daughters. See you tomorrow. Ahuiho.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.